A Meir Chadash, the legendary Mashgiach of Yeshiva Schevram, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, once commented that people have a mistaken notion and think that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would only manifest himself in this world in a way that people could clearly see the Hashgacha of the Ribono Shel Olam and clearly see that there's Schar Va'onesh that a person receives for his actions, that everybody would immediately mend their ways and would go on the derech of Avodas Hashem. But he said that if you see, you take a look at the first Rashi in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, that we're reading here in Eretz Yisrael, you see that it's not necessarily so. Rashi asks, Lama nismucha parshas meraglim the parshas Miriam? Why is it that the Torah juxtaposed the parsha of the meraglim at the beginning of Shlach to the parsha of Miriam and the Lashon Hara that she spoke about, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of parshas Baloscha? What's the connection? Says Rashi, based on the Medrash, Lefi shaloksa aliske dibo shedibra b'achia. Because at the end of parshas Baloscha, we see that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about a younger brother, and she didn't even mean any ill intent. And nevertheless, immediately she was punished with tzaras, and everybody knew. All of Am Yisrael waited for a whole week before they would travel, because they were waiting for Miriam to heal. Everybody knew, everybody saw and heard. Rishoyim halalu, and these Rishoyim, these Meraglim, the ten Meraglim, ro'u v'lo lakhu musa. They saw, and they didn't learn the lessons about speaking Lashon Hara and went on to speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael and brought about a calamity on all of Klal Yisrael. Sidra Meir Chadash, you can see, you can hear, but if you don't take it to heart, it's not going to make a difference. And seeing, despite the popular saying, is not necessarily believing. I once heard a story about here it takes place in a taxi cab in Eretz Yisrael in a monit. All the great stories here in Eretz Yisrael take place between the driver and the passenger. And there was a obviously religious looking fellow who gets into a cab and he's traveling somewhere, and the cab driver is somebody who looks like very much of a chiloni Israeli. It was a bit of a cab ride, and the chiloni turned to his passenger. He said, I'm going to tell you a story. You look like the kind of guy who would appreciate this story. Okay, it's a long cab ride. Might as well listen. The guy tells him that he and a friend of his, after they finished their army service, and I don't remember all the details precisely, but they finished their army service, and they went, like many chiloni Israelis, off to, must have been, I don't know, South America, and traveling in the Amazon. And he and his friend were traveling, and they were sleeping in the tent. And one night, in the middle of the night, he's sleeping and he hears some strange noises coming from his friend, and he wakes up and he takes a look and he sees that this huge snake had crawled into the tent and wrapped itself around his friend and was beginning to squeeze tightly. His friend couldn't move. He was paralyzed and didn't know what to do. And his friend is gasping for breath, and he doesn't have even minutes left to live. And he sees the panic on his friend's face, and he is panicking. They don't know what to do. And his friend, even though he's chiloni, he knew one pasuk. He knew the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. With his last breath, his friend said the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he was about to die when all of a sudden the snake began to unravel itself and eventually just slithered out of the tent and went on its merry way. His friend was so taken by this incident that when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, His friend started investigating and finally enrolled himself in a yeshiva for Balei Tshuva. The cab driver turns to the passenger and he said, "And now my friend dresses and looks just like you." So the passenger said, "It's a wonderful story." But he turns to the cab driver and he said, "What about you? You were there. Did it make an impression on you?" And the cab driver said, "Not me. The snake wrapped himself around my friend. It didn't wrap himself around me. So my friend, yeah. But I'm continuing to live the lifestyle that I always lived." What do you see? You see that you can see. You can hear. Nevertheless, you don't take it to heart. We're now approaching the end of the year, another amazing year here in MMY. Baruch Hashem, our Talmidos have experienced, seen, and heard a tremendous amount of Torah and Yira. But it's important to remember that it's not enough to see, and it's not enough to hear, and it's not enough to listen, it's not enough to learn. So important to take it to heart. Because if you don't take it to heart, then it all may seem like it was futile. And you wonder, and Rashi says that Rishoyim halolu ro'u v'lo lokhu musa. Was it because they were Rishoyim that they saw and didn't take musa? Or no, because they saw, they didn't take Musa, therefore they were Rishayim. And the converse. Do we say that the Tzadikim and the Tzidkanios will see and will be Lokhos Musa and take it to heart? Or no, the ones who see, the ones who hear, the ones who experience, and they are the ones who take it to heart, they will become, they are the Tzidkanios.